Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently residing in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something you're in need of in your life, then you've come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, and crazy stories from my own career choices. You will also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversation continues after the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the hashtag TheHappyWorkaholic. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, KellyanneGorman.com, and sign up to receive my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Welcome to episode number 2. Today, I want to talk about independence. Seeing as though today is the 4th of July, I thought that it would be a great topic to discuss the need for our own independence and how to create our own happiness. Now, whether you work full-time, managing a family, running a business, going to school, I'm pretty sure you've had a moment where you literally just had to stop everything because you were so burnt out and needed a break. I know I've been there a few times, and it is not a fun place to be. You're so burnt out, you're stressed out, you're just not in a positive place at all. Trust me, I've been there, like I said. So how do we get our independence back? How do we make time for ourselves, our me time, our well-deserved mini vacations? Well, I'm here to explain to you how I got my mojo back and how I took the break that I needed last month. Now, here's a little backstory. Throughout the last year, I have had to go through multiple MRIs and tests and treatments because I've now discovered that I have an extremely rare autoimmune disease called neuromyelitis optica, otherwise known as NMO. So throughout the last 12 months, my body has gone through so much stress and radiation and treatments. And on top of that, it's mentally and physically and emotionally draining. And when I got out of a 9-day hospital stay, I realized how much stress my body has really endured. So I took a trip to San Diego for about a week and a half, and I stayed with a friend and really just needed the ocean back in my life. Side note, I'm a Rhode Island girl coming from the ocean state, so I needed that ocean breeze and fresh air in my life, and I felt so good. But when I came back to Vegas, I needed a whole entire month to just take some time off, figure out my business, figure out my life, and my next step with my new health diagnosis and where that could lead me, where, you know, positive and negative, you have to really think ahead with these situations. So that's what I did. I made a list of all the things that I wanted to get done in June that would make me feel good, some DIY spa treatments, and I made sure that I did them every day to make sure that I stayed as positive and as happy as possible and really to just get my mojo back. Now, I know a month is a long time to do so. So if you just want to take a weekend or a night, it's these little moments that you just take for yourself that give you that rejuvenation and recharge that you seriously need. I'm telling you, make a list. Put it on your planner, cross out a few hours, listen to some podcasts, grab some inspirational books. I'm going to actually give you some in the description and the show notes later of some books that I read. But anything to do with taking time for yourself, there's no need to make an excuse. You just have to do it. You need to take charge of your own life because that's the only one that you have to live. And especially for me personally, going through something so severe and health related, I really had to take that time for myself to figure everything out and just take a breather for once because it's been 12 months of straight medical diagnosis and treatments and stress. And it's just not fun when you're feeling like you know, down in the dumps, and it's depressing and it's stressful, and I just need to be my happy, normal self again. So now that I have taken that entire month, it has actually prepped me and recharged me to the point where I felt so comfortable I could finally launch this podcast. So that is one of the reasons why I needed to take that break, and especially business-wise and personally, you just need to learn how to say no and focus on yourself. No family, no friends, no more nights out, no more phone calls, no more family visits. You just have to focus on yourself, because you're only going to make yourself a bigger and better person for not only yourself, but everybody else surrounding you. So I just wanted to give you a little side story about why I took the whole month off. I did take some clients throughout the month, which I'm still working on now for my business coaching. But other than that, I really was strict with everything that was on my list of taking 30 days off for some serious self-care and self-love that I know my body really needed. So here are a few things I'm going to read off my list that, because I didn't want to forget the good ones, that I did. For me, I'm so organized, like I said, super scheduled. I'm a very visual person. I need to write everything down. If it's down, I am able to cross it off, which makes me so happy when I can just check that's done. So a few of the things that I did over the 30 days of June were cleaning and organizing my closets. I know you may think that's crazy because I'm so organized, but sometimes you just need to get rid of more crap. It just makes you feel so good at the end of the day. So I decluttered, felt so good. I went to the movies by myself. I saw Beauty and the Beast. I was probably one of 20 people. I think that's maybe like the third time I've ever actually gone to the movies by myself. And it felt so good just to sit there. Side note, I was totally embarrassed, crying at the end. You know, you'll hear a little Celine Dion, and that's all it takes is for the tears to come rushing down. Anyway, besides that, I challenged myself to read a different book every week, and that I was able to cross off my list. I'll put those books that I read in the show notes as well. I renewed my driver's license, which I had to do technically, but it's pretty crazy because I've lived in 10 cities over the last 10 years, and I've lived in Vegas the longest, 5 years. I've never lived somewhere longer than 5 years, so I actually had to renew a license, which I should have actually made an appointment, by the way. Please do that wherever you live and you need to renew your license. Always make an appointment, because I spent a lovely 3.5 hours at the DMV. Anyway, that gave me a lot of time to listen to some podcasts, so I'm not complaining really. I was able to meditate 1 to 3 times a day. That was on my list. Morning, noon, and night I tried. Even if it's just a simple 2 to 5 minutes, I love the app Insight. I have a few others that I'll post in my blog as well. But it really made me just be calm and be like with the moment. I'm such a high energy, like fast paced person usually, so it's really hard for me to slow down. So that's why I really wanted to start meditating more, because I felt like it would really help just calm me overall. So I've been doing some for stress. I've been doing some for sleep. I've been doing some for anxiety. I've just been trying out a lot of different ones, and some are too long, some are too short. You know, you just have to kind of like check them out and see which one works best for you, because I know everybody has their own 2 cents in how they feel about meditating. I have some friends that can meditate for like 1.5 hours. I just don't know how they can do that. One day I'll try that, but just, it's baby steps with me. One of the things I've also been spending more time on is creating a lot of vegan recipes. And if you follow me on social media and you see the KK Cafe, I'm checking in and people tag me. That's actually my kitchen, because my nickname from friends and family has been KK. And it actually comes from my first business, Corporate Kelly with a K, the uncorporate. And then my nephews actually started calling me KK, and it just stuck. So that's what the KK Cafe is all about. So if you go on my Pinterest and you'll see the recipes from KK Cafe, that's actually my kitchen. So Maybe one day I'll actually have my own cafe. That would be amazing, where I could share these recipes. But for now, they're on Pinterest, and I've just kind of been, like, concocting, like, really healthy juices. I've been making protein balls, which are, like, not protein bars. They're just a protein ball, so you can grab three. They're about the size of a ping pong ball. You just grab three from the freezer and go. They're super healthy. They have protein powder and chia seeds, so they keep you super full. I'm just trying to eat a lot better and cleaner because it's a lot better for somebody with an autoimmune disease. So I'm just trying my best and creating new recipes in that situation. And then I actually went to three different international markets, which I'm obsessed with. Over the years of traveling, I've always had to visit a Chinatown, a Koreatown, anywhere with an international market, because I've just always been obsessed. So I literally take field trips there. So I took three in the month of June. And one of the other things I did was I slept in. I sometimes sleep 14 and a half hours in one night. I know that sounds like absolutely insane. I used to sleep 3 and 4 hours for like 3 years straight. So the fact that I sleep 14 and a half hours is still like so crazy to me. But I know that I need to let my body rest because I am nonstop sometimes and I forget that I have this underlying autoimmune disease and my body will just crash and I literally will have to sleep like that 14 and a half hours for like 3 days straight, which is, it's just so weird. But I slept in and I didn't feel guilty about it because I know that my body needed it. Another thing I did was a couple times I had a DIY spa night. I dyed my hair. I did my brows. I gave myself a mani, a pedi, a hair mask. Just the simple things like that. It just makes you feel so good. It really does. I popped a bottle of champagne for absolutely no reason. I might have done that actually 3 times last month to celebrate that I'm like calm. I'm being calm. I'm relaxed and I'm just figuring my life out. And you need to take the time to do that sometimes. And this was just my time. And it's just these little things that keep you sane. One of my favorite things was that when I was in San Diego, I decided to change my trip coming back to surprise my friend for her birthday. And that's like the ultimate. I'm like obsessed with surprising people. And I'm sorry if you happen to be on the other end one day and you really hate them. But I am like such a big planner and I love surprising people. And I definitely surprised the heck out of her. And so I think she appreciated that. Came home early with some balloons and flowers. It was really fun. And my birthday was in June, June 10th. I'm a full-blown Gemini. So just in case you haven't met a Gemini before and you're listening to this podcast, you might have a little bit more of a better understanding the next time you run into a Gemini. We're not that hard to discover. And speaking of my birthday, I had multiple gift cards and you get all those emails and discount offers and I used them all and went to Target and I got my free Starbucks and I got my free Dunkin' Donuts and I just took advantage of like all these freebies. Like, why not? I never used to do that, but I totally did. And that's because I wanted to spend 30 days of self-care and self-love and really appreciate just life because you never know when your time is up. And I've had that scary situation already happen to me over the last couple of months, a couple times. And so I was able to take this whole month of June to take care of myself mentally, physically, emotionally, and just get back on track. Like life goes by so fast and you just don't realize until all of a sudden it's like 10 years later and you're like, oh my God, like how did 10 years just happen? So for example, a couple weeks ago, I kept getting all these notifications on my LinkedIn, and which I live on, and I also blog on usually once a week now on my LinkedIn page, and everybody was congratulating me. It was right after my birthday, after the 10th, for my 10-year anniversary, and it was the 10-year anniversary of me being incorporated. And I just thought to myself, like, wow, this is like a serious, like, full circle moment. 10 years. I've lived in 10 cities over the last 10 years. I've had insane jobs on cruise ships, on yachts, working for high profile celebrities and clients and families. And I've taken so much information from each and one of those positions and clients and just kind of put it together. And all of the information is what's building my own brand so that I can help others to build their brand and business. So it literally was like a full circle moment. And it's coming at the time where I'm like really taking downtime, trying to like recharge myself. And then it literally was like one of those full circle moments. And I just thought to myself, like, wow, like timing is everything. Like this is like a fresh start. Like the last 10 years have been literally like go, 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 nonstop, nonstop travel, nonstop stress, nonstop, like insane, like running businesses, closing businesses. Living in Vegas is obviously a very like fast-paced life, but I've decided to take it down a notch and like focus on myself and focus on others and build their brands. And then obviously I wanted to write a book, which if you listen to the first episode, I gave you a little bit rundown of my bio on LinkedIn, and how the Happy Workaholic actually started was because I started journaling July 1st, 2014. Exactly 3 years ago from a couple days ago, which is also crazy. I wrote a blog post about it. You can check that out on my website. And I just was like, wow, like another full circle moment, like 10 years, 3 years. So I started journaling, and then it led into a TV show, a docuseries that I was going to do, which didn't work out. And that's okay. And everything happens for a reason. And then I decided I wanted to turn it into a book. And the editing process of 3 years of writing is very, very stressful. It's just a really hard job. But again, taking the time off to have some independence and self-care and self-love and just time, take the time out for me, I realized that with this autoimmune disease I have, potentially you can go blind and be disabled in the snap of a finger. And unfortunately, that's just the circumstance. So I had to think long-term. So if I'm trying to write a book and I lose my sight, I have to hire a ghostwriter. I have to then tell them my 10 years worth of stories that I've been journaling about for 3 years and much more. There's no way that that would just pan out the right way. Like it wouldn't work out. Like I could just see it. So it made me really think about podcasts, because I'd been listening to so many inspirational ones when I was in the hospital, and I really started listening to more once I was there because there's nothing else for me to do, and they really kept my spirits up. And I was thinking to myself, why would I not have a podcast? Like, why wouldn't I just do this? The time is now. So I took, you know, June, like I said, to take care of me and get myself back on track and figure out what it really is that I wanted to do. And it was this podcast. So the Happy Workaholic was born, and I announced it on my birthday, which is kind of a thing. When I launched my makeup line, I launched it on my birthday. I have other businesses and big announcements. I always like to give away something on my birthday. So on June 10th, 2017, the Happy Workaholic podcast was announced, and here we are today, the one that you're listening to now, which I'm so thankful that you're still listening. And I have a lot in store for you guys. This is just one of the episodes I just wanted to talk about really quickly, because it's the 4th of July and it's so important to get your independence back, get yourself on track, have the me time that you desperately need. And if you need to go out and hire a babysitter, spend the extra 20, 50 bucks, I'm telling you, it's worth it. Have your babysitter take the kids out and you stay home and have the home to yourself, or you go pamper yourself at the spa, or, you know, like I said, stay home, take a nice bubble bath and, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine or like have some hot tea. You don't always have to drink. I know I'm talking about champagne a lot, but, hot tea is also great. I'm a big fan of teas, and you just honestly need that time to regroup and get yourself back on track. No matter where it is in life and you feel that sudden urge and that stress, you just need to stop, write it down, make a list, and then figure out when the time is right for you to take that time for you. So that is it for today. And I'm so excited for this journey of my Happy Workaholic podcast. Like I keep mentioning, like, I'm just so excited. I haven't been this excited about something in a while. So, thank you so much for being a part of it. And if you love it that much, any review on iTunes would be greatly appreciated. And like I said, that's it for today. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search under the hashtag #TheHappyWorkaholic. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of my episodes. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always reach me via my website at KellyAnnGorman.com. Oh, and while you're there, make sure you sign up to receive my VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered in your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.